You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America's new clinic is now open in Port St. Lucie. Do you suffer from poor sleep? This can be a root cause of Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has tools to address sleep issues. Also, in the observational study of their protocol, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. These are amazing results. There is now hope for loved ones suffering from cognitive decline. Online at atca.ai or 772-298-4477.
He set me free. He set me free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, oh, how I What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station WCNO.
Christ is my firm foundation.
Through your vote no on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
Sinner, broken and in need of you. Take my life and wash my fears away. For you are the great I am. Rest assured, I feel your hand holding me until the darkness clears. Father to the fatherless, Redeemer of my soul. My life is yours forever, my heart will always know. Your mercy saved me, mercy made me whole. Your mercy found me, called me as your own. Well, here I am, a sinner, broken and in need of you. Take my life and wash my fears away. For you are the great I am. Rest assured, I feel your hand holding me until the darkness clears. Father to the fatherless, Redeemer of my soul. My life is yours forever, my heart will always know. Your mercy saved me, mercy made me whole. Your mercy found me, called me as your own. Your mercy saved me, mercy made me whole. Your mercy found me, called me as your.
without part, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon from the Father-Child Connection. What feelings or thoughts do you have when you think of your father? Not long ago, I was having a conversation with someone who has, by all standard, done pretty well for herself. A retired police officer after 30-plus years and is now running her own business. She's a strong believer in Christ and was expressing hope that God would answer her prayers about a particular matter. I attempted to assure her that God, her Heavenly Father, would answer her prayer in a timely way. There was silence. I dug a little bit deeper. I asked, "What's up?" She said while she could identify with God being king. She could identify with God being creator. She could identify with God being protector and all the other lofty things that we think of God. She couldn't bring herself to think of God as her father. You see, father for her meant somebody who was absent. She did not grow up with her father figure, and so she couldn't identify with this loving heavenly father. Probably for you, you're struggling with those same feelings. You grew up with a dad who was stern, who was harsh, who was matter of fact, and didn't show any feelings whatsoever. Believe me, I get it. Here's my challenge to you, Dad. Whatever you may have or may not have had with your father as you were growing up, flip the script and be the father you wish you had to your child or to your children. This is the Father-Child Connection, and you can call us by dialing 561-229-2379 or reach us by email at admin@thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up!
And he will tasted, I have seen the realness of your love for me. It's written on your hands and feet. It's all the evidence I'll ever need.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Raining down on us, we are alive and lifted up by your death nor life, neither angels nor demons, not the present nor the future.
Something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
Your name, Holy Spirit, fall. but my heart beat. Be the holy raging fire.
Resounding all the day. my dear Lord, done away. A murderer they save, the Prince of Life they slay. Yet willingly he bears the shame that through his name all might be free. Soul adores. Never was love, dear King. Never was grief like yours. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days would gladly.
Mercy is a song singing to my heart, telling me it's okay, come just as you are. I never heard a melody like the one that's singing over me, and I just wanna sing along, 'cause mercy is a song and freedom is a choir, swaying back and forth, shining in the shadow of a stained glass Sunday morning, shouting hallelujah. Yesterday is gone. Our freedom is a choir and mercy is a song. Singing oh. You've done, you don't deserve to be free. But I can look him in the eye and say this time you're wrong. 'Cause guilty is a lie, all but mercy is a song. Promise in the sky that one day we'll be singing with those angels up on high. And that old familiar melody, like we've known it all along. Our heaven is a mansion and mercy is a song. Heaven is a mansion and mercy is a